Blog Talk Radio.
Shabbat.
Thursday. This is Sister Powell from calling from sunny island of Jamaica, and I just want to give God thanks and praise. And as we are gathered together on the welcome table to enjoy the blessings that the Lord have for us tonight, let us go into a seasonal prayer. My dear beloved, open with prayer, because without prayer we cannot do nothing. Most righteous and eternal Father, we just come before you at this time, this Thursday, to give you thanks for the blessings, Lord. The blessings you have took us out this morning, you brought us back home safely. And whatsoever we were doing, Lord, you was by our side. So we just want to thank you. And as we gather here, Lord Jesus, pour your sweet Holy Spirit on us, Lord. Forgive us of all our many sins and transgressions. And help us, Lord Jesus, that we will keep our eyes firmly fixed upon you. Thank you for hearing, answering our prayer. In Jesus' loving name we pray with thanksgiving. Amen. Yes, my dear beloved, again, welcome. Welcome to all my beloved brothers and sisters from all over the world, from the Netherlands, from Canada, New York, Tennessee, Louisiana, Pennsylvania, Washington, D.C., Albany, upstate New York, and the sunny, sunny island of Jamaica. Welcome one, welcome all. We are here to enjoy the blessings of God tonight. So I just want to thank you all who are joining here, and we are asking you all to share, you know, just to take a minute to share some of the good things that God has done for you, what he has done for you. Let us be brief, my dear brothers and sisters, and Thursday night. We want everyone to share and that we can all have a good night, right? So our opening scripture first, we just sung the song just sing, lead me to Calvary. We want Jesus to lead us all to Calvary. And that is our desire on this land. So our first scripture passage is taken from Genesis 1, 29, 30. And I would like one of my beloved brothers and sisters on the line now, if they would like to read Genesis 1, 29 to 30, they can just put up their hand and I will open their line, or they can just read, right? Genesis 1, 29, we have some wonderful scripture. Every week we do it, and we soon have to say we're going to recite it because we know it every week. That is our theme of scripture for our health reform message. Well, I open the line. Thank you, my dear 518-482. Your line is open. I'm asking you, please, if you could read. Thank you again, and welcome.
Yes, thank you, Sister Powell. Good evening, everyone. I please let me read God's word. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat. And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowls of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat, and it was so. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Wow. Amen. What a wonderful, amen. What a wonderful Father we have. And that is from creation. Mm-hmm. He gave us every herb, right? On the tree and the leaves, right? Of the tree for the healing meat and also for the healing ambulation. And our other scripture, my dear beloved, is 3 John 1, verses 1 to 4. I don't know who would like to read. I know my people, our brothers and sisters love to read. So we are giving you the chance that you can read. Okay. Anyone would like to read it?
No.
All right. Hello, I didn't get that. Is anyone who'd like to read 3 John 1 to 3? 1 to 4? All right. I am going to read it. I haven't seen anyone identify themselves that they want to read tonight. Well, I just want to thank you, Sister Cantinelli, for that. Oh, yeah. Oh, praise the Lord. God is good. Right? 518. Yes, I know you like
it. Yes.
Right.
Okay.
Amen.
Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. For I rejoice greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in truth. I have no greater joy, than to hear that my children walk in truth. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord, my dear beloved sister. I have no greater joy than to hear Sister Consinelli when you walk in the truth. Sister Brenda and Brother John when we walk in the truth. Sister Powell, Sister Katie, Sister Carlo, Sister Leola, Sister Brother Eli, Sister Stephanie. God said, I have no, and the world, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in the truth. So Lord, help us, Lord, that we all will walk in the truth. And this one now is the Revelation 22. You know my favorite? It's my love letter, my dear sister. It said, the river, the water, and the tree of life. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and out of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, on an either side of the river was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruit and yielded our fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nation. My dear beloved, on Advent delight, helter the night, the Lord is going to give us back and show us the tree of life, right? And we will all enjoy and look and see, and the tree of life will give we everything, right? So we just want to give God thanks for these wonderful promises that he has given unto us. And he is so good, he is so great to us. And tonight, my dear beloved, let us reason together. It says, come, let us reason together as Health Reform Thursday. And God is giving us the word. He said, how to preserve health, right? And you know, we know that we are suffering for health. Rishi Shuib, Sister Powell, but I give God thanks that he have been my great physician and he have been treating me the way he wants me to treat him. So I can say that, you know what? We have a loving physician who is Jesus Christ. It said, many have inquired of me, what course should I take best to preserve my health? My answer is, cease to transgress the law of your being. Cease to gratify a depraved appetite. Eat simple food. Dress healthfully, which will require modest simplicity. Work healthy, and you will not be sick. Many are suffering in consequences of the transgression of their parents. They cannot be censured for their parents' sin, but it is nevertheless their duty to obtain wherein their parents violated the law of their being, and within their parents' habits were wrong, they should change their own course and practice themselves. Practice themselves by correct habits in a better relationship to health. The Health Reform, August 1, 1864, HT 30.8. So my dear beloved, on this line, we have to inquire of God, and we have to take the right course, just as all the Lord said. He wanted us. He loved to hear us when we settled in the truth. So there is a time now, my dear beloved, as my opening remark, that I am so grateful that I am alive, that I could come and fellowship with my brothers and sisters. So I'm going to give my brother and my sister on this line the opportunity, as we are in health message this evening, and we know that the new start, nutrition, exercise, water, sunshine, temperance, ear, rest, and trust in God. This is what the Lord wants us to focus upon. So here, my dear beloved, the line is now open for you to share some of the things that you have done, you know, and, you know, enjoy and saw that you can always share with others to tell them what you have done to help with build up your immune system. So I'm going to open the first line, 518-482, your line is open. And welcome again, my dear beloved, to Advent El Thursday night. Your line is open, 518. What is coming? It come right off again. All right.
We're open my line. This is Sister Consonelli from upstate New York. I'm glad to be here this evening. As usual, I'm a bit tired because it just happened at today's event and see my good brother. And he isn't doing worse. He was quite alert. I was glad to see him. He was quite alert. And then, you know, he is the same way. He can't walk, but he's giving him a little problem because he wants to get up. He still have a lot of life. But thank God that everything is okay and he could still recognize us. And that's the most important thing. And he is going good. So I give God the praise and the thanks. You know, every day, whenever I get to go out, I don't go out regularly now because I keep off of the snow, you know. God is too good. I don't want to fall down and get no broken bones. So I have to thank God for the gift of life that he has given me and strength that I could still move around. You know, and whenever I go out, I bought some books, and whenever I go out, I put some in my bag, and I try to reach people with it, you know. That is my little, caring and sharing for other people, and try to tell them about Jesus and his love. And this week, too, they had to give money to help those children I can't even remember the name of the place. But anyway, we did that, and I was happy to know that I could give them a little thing to learn about God's love. They're sending them to school, and they were collecting money to help, you know, to help them there, because those kids over in the states there, they don't know anything about Jesus. They said they don't even know colors, and it is because of, you know, what they're doing them. They're just keeping them in ignorance. But God is good. He sent these people between to open their eyes so that they could learn. They're sending them now to school, and they're going to the Adventist school. So it is a wonderful, wonderful thing that is going on there. And I try to support wherever I could, you know, by giving them whatever I have to let the children go to school and learn about Jesus. They're going to the Adventist school. And that, I think, is very, very helpful, very, very good. This evening, Help Thursday, I want to just sing two verses of this song. But it's three verses. Sister Paula, let's sing it. Praise God, our God. Praise our God and King. Hello, Sister P?
Yeah, I'm here, my dear beloved.
Yes, I said, can I sing three? Before
yes,
three
yes,
verses of the short
song. Sure.
Okay. It's always good to give God praise and thanks, and I'm happy that I'm here, that I could give God praise. And it's a song that most of us might maybe know, should know it. It says, praise, oh, praise our God and King, hymns of adoration sing, for his mercy still endure, ever faithful, ever sure. Praise him that he made the sun, day by day his course to run, and the silver moon by night, shining with her gentle light. And the last verse is, praise him for our harvest store. He had filled the garner floor, and for richer food than this, bread of everlasting bliss. Yes, and we are very thankful. I'm very thankful that God has given us life. He has given us the sun. He has given us the moon, the sun to shine by day, the moon by night. and for all of his blessings that he's blessing us with each day, giving us food to eat, clothes to put on our backs, and all of these things. This evening, I just want, I don't know if you know this herb, astralis. This is a herb that, well, I just want to say, tell you about this one. Broccoli. How many of us know that it contains a sulfine, known to be the most powerful natural chemical for stopping the growth of tumors? B-R-O-C-H-I. B-R-O-C-C-H-I. Broccoli, right? It blocks cell mutilation, that is cell dividing, you know, cancer cells from mutilating, scattering over your body then. Which for shadow cancer, right? It also lowers the risk of cancer. It lowers the risk of cancer. And it lowers the risk of cancer of the colon, the esophagus, the larynx, lungs, prostate, and the stomach. Yes. Prescription for dietary wellness. It is a prescription for dietary wellness. Broccoli. And all of us know broccoli. And we could use broccoli because I never knew that it was so important. It is so important. And another one I could say is milk thistle. I don't know how many of us know about the milk thistle, but the extract is the best known for rejuvenating of the liver. It helps the liver. It's good for all liver disorders. So those are the two things I would bring to us this evening on this health Thursday.
Look here, my dear beloved, I cut you a little. Can you tell me the a plane? I didn't get it clear. It was bubbling. The first one was, spell it.
Yes, B-R-O-C-C-H-I.
B-R-O.
B-R-O-C-C-L-I. Broccoli.
Okay. Okay, and the second
Yes, the second one is milk thistle. This is for your liver.
Spell it.
It's good for all liver disorder. C-H-I-S-T-L-E. Milk, C-H-I-S-T-H-I-S-T-L. C-H-I-S-T-L-E. Thistle, milk thistle. That's
okay.
To rejuvenate your liver. Rejuvenate your liver, for your liver. Good for all kind of liver disorder. Yes. And those
Thank you, my dear people.
I pick up tonight. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, my dear. Thank you, my dear beloved, for sharing. Yes, my dear beloved, now is the time we want to thank Sister. You finished, Sister Continelli?
Yes. I don't get no more tonight.
Okay. All right. Yes. Glad to hear your voice, my dear. Glad to hear your voice and glad to hear that you went to look for your brother. And although he is not walking, he was in his right mind. And I know he was happy to see you and his brother. You know, God is so good. I love to hear of your missionary work despite of the snow. And when every time you go out on the street, you have your trucks and your bag, that you can share the love of Christ to those who you come contact with. That's a blessing, my dear beloved. And thank you again. We soon meet. We miss all those wonderful prayer and study together. But you know what? God is good. He is so great. Yes, my dear beloved, anyone who'd want to share, I'm going to open this line because I think it's one of my dear beloved. And I'm going to open the line. I know you are here from on the start. You didn't press one, but I'm going to open the line just to hear your voice, right? So 5-8-804-238, your line is open. Sister Powell, would just like to hear your voice. God bless and welcome again on the line. Your line is open.
Don't be shy.
All right. Maybe you don't want to say anything, but we welcome you on the line. And we know that God always blesses when our brothers and our sisters join with us. So I'm going to share something, right? Because we only have a small group here now on the line. We welcome you again on Advent Light, Elders of Reform. As we are facing, my dear beloved, look what happened. Just the other day is 2023, right? 2023, January. And we are on what? 3 months. January, February, March. Already, my dear beloved. So just as all the time is climbing and winding up, this is the time that we do know that Jesus is on his way coming. And now is the time that we all have to be ready, ready, ready to meet our Lord. So I am going to share my praise report. Now you want to hear my praise report, my dear beloved? I'm going to share some of them until my brothers and sisters is ready to share. Please do not wait until the last moment for you to share, because I know you have a lot to give God thanks and praise for. Our sister Stephanie is in Georgia, and Courtney, they are doing a wonderful, marvelous work. Another praise report, our prayer line in the morning. We had Sister Lynn and Sister Payne. We heard from Sister Lynn after a long break, and she is doing just fine. And I just want to give thanks for that, my dear beloved. Sister Lynn is fine, and she's also doing well. And she was on the prayer line this morning. And our prayer line, my dear beloved, is still going on every morning at 9 o'clock. So we are inviting our brothers and sisters who want to share, pop up the day with prayer. You all can join. And the number, right, is, I then just give you the number. So if you have a pen and a paper, you can write it. The number is 605-475-4000. And the pin is 110035. So if you want to join us in the morning, we are there 9 o'clock, ready to start our day that weekend. Well, my dear beloved, my praise report asking you to press number one if you want to share. This is sharing time before we go into the meat of the study. Our message will be coming from Brother Rick this evening, and we do know we will be having a treat, and we all want to enjoy our treat that, and the blessings that God gave us. So my prayer record is that, my dear, my foot is doing much better. Thank you for praying. You know, I have to actually walk with a cane sometimes to take off the pressure of the foot. But yesterday I was going through a book here, my dear beloved. Everywhere we are writing. And this thing that I came upon, a little letter. And you know what? You remember that my children, them, the Burnside Valley Youth Children Ministry, so that Sister Powell have every year for 40 years, that when it come on the end of September coming up, my children, them always write letters. I have pile upon pile of letters that they wrote. Some of them is even baby, 3-year-old, 4-year-old. All day, some of them is just two little things. And this little letter that I saw in the book, I was just opening the book, and I saw the youth was here, both Jordan and Sinead was here. And I said, Jordan, I found something here in the book. And he said, what it is, you know, and I was reading it. And this is to Grandma, Burnside Valley Radio's Post Office, St. Andrew. And the date is October 12, 2017. So this letter was written from 2017. It seemed like either he write this and he never teared it out of the book. But this is it. Said, dear sister, everybody call me sister, auntie, grandma, all different names they call me. I want to be where you are. The young man said he want to be where I am, right? I wish you could live to see me, right? He is wishing that. that I would live to see him get older, right? Like in my 30s. And I did pray for you that when you are coming down on the plane, that you will come reach home safely, right? Safely. He's asking now. I don't want anyone to die on the plane over there, right? At his prior. He said, I want you to buy me an Xbox. Ultra. I don't even know what Xbox is. 360 for me, please. And a tablet for my sister. So he's looking both for something, not for himself alone, for his sister. You know, those are little special grand community grandchildren that come around, and they are always here. He said, for me, please, right? Thank you. He said, thank you. I love you, Grandma. You are the best. I love you all. We all love you, and God bless you. This is at the time, maybe he was 14 when he wrote the letter, and he was here, and he was just laughing, right, when he heard when I read it. So he was here yesterday. They came from school, and I saw him now, my dear beloved. He wished that I would see him when he would grow up to be 30. But now he is over 18, and tell me what, I saw him looking work, right? I said, you finished school? Not yet. I said, I want you to go back and finish online. But he is a little guy working, trying to work, and he said when he works, he buy groceries to take home to his stepfather, his grandfather. So God is good. That was a praise report. Another praise report, my dear beloved. I'm asking you to press one that you can share, because I don't want to be my voice alone on this line. I want my brothers and sisters to share. Now, another praise report is that, my dear beloved, yesterday is Wednesday, and Wednesday the food pantry that you guys have, all of you guys, it have been doing well, growing, my dear beloved, where we can have devotions with community people. They gather in this little tent that we have here, and we all share reading Ministry of Healing to them, and they love to hear the word. So it was my time to cook, you know. Sister Henry is the community service leader. She cooked two times per month, and I cooked two times, right? So we share the work, you know, for her, take off the burden. But yesterday, my dear beloved, I started to cook my food, you know. Anytime you stand on it, it's actually swollen. So everybody want me to stay off of it. But my dear beloved, it's my feet, so, you know, you have to do a little. So I got up around 4:30, and I prayed, do my little prayer, and I came in, washed, you might clean myself, and I came in the kitchen, and I said, Lord, I'm asking you to guide me to do it. So I started to, I cooked stew yesterday, Lincoln stew, some rice, vegetable, and some provision. And my dear beloved, you know what? When I started to cook, ready now for my rice, we got some rice from the supermarket out there. My niece bought it, and I had some already that I bought in Kingston from the supermarket. Lord, it's a good thing that I never throw out muddy rice from the supermarket into the pan and just throwing out the other rice that I bought. Girls, my dear beloved, the rice was all like black grains and dirty rice, and I had to discard that. So I said to myself, Father, I prayed. I said, Lord, I can't get no more rice. I don't have enough because, you know, it's a lot of people. So it's like the Holy Spirit said, remember you have a pack of Uncle Ben rice that, you know, I bought down with me. That was the last pack of rice I have leave. And that was my own for me. So I used that, and I mixed it with the other. And my dear beloved, we had a wonderful big pot, this big pot, full up with rice. So that was done. So I finished by 11:30, right? 11:30, waiting for the transport to transport the food. My A second Auntie Cindy came up and she bought some more vegetable, and we were able to do the vegetable. My dear beloved, God is good. Despite of how you feel, and God see that you are a willing person and you want to do His will, He will carry you through. So I said, my dear beloved, we had a wonderful day. There was a lot of food, and there were also a lot of people who came out and enjoyed the children. I want to let you know, they get their food. Their parents came out, and they received their food, and they took it home, that when they come from school, they will be, they got their food. So that project is going on good. Number three in our project, my dear beloved, you do know that your grandma Powell, sister Powell, have been doing construction work now at, in our old age. So the Rosie project now, baby, it's going on, moving forward. We're having black hopper ready for one room. And eventually today, a group came, a community, boys, them young boys came and said they would do something. So they went down with Barry, who is the main one. You know, I'm not there, but Barry is there. And you know what? Some black dropped there. And Barry is the one came up and said, Aunt sister, you know what? It's not 100 black there. And he count the black, and I went down to the black man, and he came up and he count the black. My dear beloved, the black was short of 20, you know. So if Barry didn't open our eyes to know that the black, because we don't check it. I didn't check it, right? If Barry didn't open our eyes, we would get a downfall with 20 blacks. So they're going to send back the 20 blacks. And all the black pockets have been filled. All we need now, my dear beloved, is the mason to come and lay the, those blocks for the one room. So that is going on, moving. The fourth one now, dear, my dear beloved, is Geisel. Everybody know that Geisel, Grandma Powell, always be there pushing and to see that the Williams property project completed with Alex, our grandson, who is doing a marvelous work as a young man. But you know what? He needs the help. And my dear beloved, we were not able to go for a few weeks, actually coming a month, because of our driver, Dougie, passed. And we have funeral, they are planning the funeral. So we were not able. But God had opened a way, my dear beloved, that one plumber of mine came here, and I asked him if he would go to Geisel with us. We have the car ready anytime. It's just for the plumber to give us the okay that he can go, that we can try to see if we can connect the bathroom and the pit. That is what we want to try to see if we can do, so that the Williams car. So I'm asking you to pray for Sister Powell and Alex, and you know that we will be able, and the wonderful donors, them, we just want to thank them for everything that they do. And you guys are a part of it. So I just want to say thank you. And I'm going to close my mouth now, my dear beloved, and open the line for those who want to share. So anyone want to share, can open, the line will be opening. I'm going to open this line again, 804. So please, I'm asking you if you can share. 804-238-1979. Would you like to share this? Share something. Let me hear you.
Hi, yes. This is Sister Katie in Virginia.
Amen,
how are you, Sister Powell? How are you?
Amen. Mm-hmm. I am good, Sister Katie.
Oh, that's good. Is it okay if I did a prayer request?
Yes, yeah, sure.
2 days, a lot of people that's on the line are, first, let me say good evening to everyone. I have the two grandsons, they're little boys, and they've been doing good. Well, one of them, his name is Jamar. He broke his femur, and they had to put a rod in him. and he can't do any moving around or anything, and he's just 4 years old, and it took him a long time to learn to walk because he had autism, and now he can't walk at all because of the broken femur. And he has autism, and he suffers from a lot of strokes. He constantly has strokes. Seizures. He constantly has seizures. So I'm asking prayer requests for him because in a lot of pain and whatnot, and they've been giving him, like, morphine every 2 hours. So I'm just asking for healing so he wouldn't be on those drugs and because they're very addictive. And I'm asking prayer for for his dad, Dominique, and his mother, Autumn, because they're going through a lot because of all this that's going on with him. It's really taking a toll on the parents as well as him. So I would like to ask for prayer for them all.
Amen. 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 Thank you, Sister Katie. I'm glad to hear your voice. I know, you know, that it's a pain. It's a, you know, those two little boys from they were baby born, you know, they were on your heart. And, you know, to hear about this now, what happened to him, Kimar, little Kimar, you know. But we know that God is can do all things. So in the midst of this right now, we're going to pause even though, you know, we soon time for prayer. And I'm going to ask Sister Consinelli if she could pray for Lika Kimar. Lord, he's in pain. The Lord knows all. He can do all things. So we're going to pause on this line tonight a little. And we're going to stop opening the line for Sister Consinelli. Sister Consinelli, 518-482. I know you are a darling to the little children. I watch you in Sabbath school. I see how much you cradle these little precious ones. And, you know, as a Sabbath school teacher for years, I knew. So I'm going to open your line now that you can lift up little Kimar broken and he can move around. And he's in pain. He can't walk. Mommy, grandmother, and everyone, you know at this time. So your line is open, 518-482. And I'm asking everyone on this line, right? Right. Okay? 518-482.
Is he near the phone? Can he hear? Can he hear?
Yes. No, I know. I don't know.
Okay.
This grandma. His grandma prayed that request.
Okay. Before I pray, I sing a little song for him, if he could have heard.
All right. You can sing the Lord and the angel with this party.
Huh?
Yes, I said
I'm going to sing that little song.
The angel, if he's not on the line. Yeah.
Okay. Loving Father.
No, you can sing
the song.
Before.
Oh, sing the song first? I could sing it after.
Yes, yes, yes. You can.
Yeah. I'm praying first. Father, loving Father, we come before you here this evening, thanking you for the life of little Kimar. Father, we don't need to tell you everything what is going on with him, because you always love little children. And you said, suffer little children to come unto you and forbid them not when you were here on this earth. For such is God's kingdom. It's made up of little children. And this evening, Father, we come placing little Kimar before you. We know the stress and the strain that his parents is going through, Lord. And you know how much they care for that little boy. And I pray, Lord, that you will send your holy angels to anoint him, Lord, that his little feet may be restored to life, that he could get up and walk, Lord. No, Father, it's not over your desire for anyone to be sick. It is not your desire for no one to be as little Kemar yesterday. So, Lord, I pray this evening that you will strengthen his bones, that you will give his parents the patience to deal with him. Because we know as parents how when children are crotchety, when they are crying and, you know, they're irritable, how it could be distressing for us as parents. So, Father, we put little Kemar in your hands this evening and his parents that you will continue open their minds, Father, and help them to know that you are willing to hear the simplest prayer because you love little children. So I pray that you will go in that home, Father. Bring comfort, bring peace and joy to that home because that you, what is going on there is not of you, Lord. You do not like to see little children hurting. And Father, I pray that your holy angels will pass by that house right now and touch little Kemar, that he could feel well. And even if he doesn't feel well, Lord, please touch his body, that the pain that he is feeling will be diminished. Father, we know that you answer children's prayer, and you love to hear, and you love to see them be happy. So, Father, this evening, I place in them, the entire family, in your care. Be in that home. May you send your angels to anoint little Kemar so that he can get up on those feet, Lord, and walk again. I thank you, God, for hearing my simple prayer. Forgive us of all sins that we have committed against you. And if anything that is hindering this prayer from being answered this afternoon, Lord, I pray that you will bid it depart and that you will grant little Kemar the healing that he need at this time. So, Father, we thank you, and we thank you for hearing our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
I'll sing a little song.
Amen, amen, amen. Amen.
Thank Jesus loves little children, all the children of the world, red and yellow, black and white, all are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. Yes, Jesus loves little Kemar, and he needs to see him in pain. So, Father, we pray again that you will bless him and give him strength and give his parents the patience they need that they may be able to deal with him. Thank you, God, for hearing our prayer again, we say. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, my dear beloved Sister Cancinelli, for that prayer and for that song. Jesus loves the little children. Jesus is the one who picked them in their up in his arms. Look into their precious face and pray and bless them. And he loved to hear these little children. So we just want to thank you for that prayer. And my dear Sister Cadian family, just continue to believe and continue to trust and have faith in God that he is able, because he had took those little children. I remember small, they have took them, Lord, from that cradle. And you know what? Although what they have gone through, they reached the age of 4 years, and God was there with them. So he promised that he will not leave them or he will not forsake them. He will be with them, and we will have Kemar and his other little brother and the family, Sister Katie, to the Lord while we are praying in our prayer closet. God bless again, and thank you, Sister Katie, for coming, and thank you for sharing. Yes, my dear beloved, at this time we are going to open the line. I'm asking you please to be a little brief, my dear beloved, that we can open for prayer and to listen to the sermon message, and it will be coming from Brother Rick, Elder Rick. So we open this line, 857-505-1055.
Welcome to Advent Light. We are happy
Hey, amen, Sister Power. Thank you for opening my line, Sister Power. My name is Brother Eli. I like to thank God, Sister Power, because God is good. He's worthy to be praised. And Sister Power, I would like to do a special prayer for my beloved sister on this prayer line at this moment.
Brother
amen.
Brother Eli.
Yeah.
Just do your Can you just do your welcome a little for me, please?
Amen, Sister Power. Thank you, Sister Power. Sister Power, I would like to thank God for everything you have done, Sister Power, because God is good. He's worthy to be praised, Sister Power. And Sister Power, I want to encourage my dear Sister Katie. Be strong in the Lord, my dear Sister. God is able, Sister Katie. He's able to do all things. He's a mighty God, Sister Katie. Sister Katie, my dear sister, believe, Sister Katie, because God is able to do all things. He's a mighty God. He is the King of Kings, Sister Katie. Just pray on your prayer closet, my dear sister. Do 7 songs, 7 prayers, my dear sister, because God is good. He's worthy to be praised, Sister Katie. Sister Katie, you will hear that words I will sing at this moment. I praise you, Lord, with all my soul, with all my soul. I praise you, Lord. I praise with my mouth. I praise with my life. Everything I do, I praise you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. With all my soul. With all my soul. I praise you, Lord. I praise with my mouth. And I praise with my life. Everything I do, I praise you, Lord. Everything I do, I praise you, Lord. I praise you, Lord, with all my soul, with all my soul. I praise you, Lord, with Sister Power, with my life. Everything I do, I praise you, Lord.
I'm so grateful to be here tonight. I'm so happy to be alive, and I'm so happy that the Lord has continued to bless me and help me through every situation I'm going through in my life. The Lord has given me safe traveling mercies through another week. So I'm so grateful. I did want to share, because tonight is Health Thursday, which the health message is the right arm of the gospel. I wanted to share about getting sunlight, if I may. And it's a small, brief message. It says, the sky above proclaims God's handiwork, Psalms chapter 19, verse 1. Did you know that 90% of Americans don't get enough vitamin D, which is essential for healthy cells and bones? One reason for this is because we don't get enough sunlight. Try to get at least 30 minutes of direct sunlight 3 days a week. If you have a darker complexion, you probably need more sun. Be sure to talk with your doctor to determine how much exposure is enough and how much is too much for you. Amen. Praise the Lord. So I just wanted to share that, and I want to lift up everyone on the prayer line this evening. Prayers for you, Sister Powell, in your ministry and for your project that you're doing with Sister Rosie, and prayers for all of my brothers and sisters and for Brother Eli as well and his family, for Sister Stephanie, Sister Continelli, for Sister Carla, with all of my beloved brothers and sisters. I'm lifting you up in prayer in my heart and mind. And I like prayer for my family. So I thank you so much for opening my line, my beloved Sister Powell. God bless you all. Love you always and forever. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, my dear beloved Sister Tamiko, for sharing. And, you know, thank God that you have traveling mercies to Florida. And we pray that God will pour out his blessing, that he can do what he promised us that he can do. Now is the time, my dear beloved. You know what? I love to give people opportunity when there is, you know, for them to share. And at this time, we are going into prayer. And Brother Eli, you are asked right now, please, a brief prayer at first, because you actually don't want you to pray. And I actually stopped you from praying because you were sharing testimony, you were praying, and you were doing your song. And, you know, I actually break you off of the prayer. So, Brother Eli, just a short prayer asking you to lift up. And I'm just going to give you a few names, right? And then we will go back in the prayer. Can, please, I'm asking you to pray for Sister Tamiko, right? And your dear Sister Tamiko, Sister Leola, and Sister Brenda, and Brother John. Just those four names, Brother Eli. And then we will hear. So the line is open now for Brother Eli to present those few names in prayer. Your line is open. I do the right thing. Line. Maybe I mix up some line here. No, I mixed up some lines. Sorry about that. Okay. 857, your line is open. Can you?
Thank you, Sister Powell. Can I hear you good? I hear you now, Sister Powell. Let me pray at this moment. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. God.
Four people.
Okay, Sister Powell. You want me to pray for Sister Katie, too?
No, I gave you four names, Sister Brother Eli. Sister Tamiko,
okay.
Sister Brenda,
mm-hmm.
Sister Carlo. Not Sister Carlo, Sister Brenda and Brother John, Sister Leola and
amen.
Sister Tamiko.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Powell, for opening my line. Amen. Yes, Lord God, Heavenly Father, Lord, we magnify your name, God, this moment, God. God, we want to praise your name, Lord, because God, you're wonderful, God. You're awesome, God. You're worthy to be praised, Lord. God, we want to thank you, God, for what you have done for us, Lord. God, we want to praise you. God, we want to magnify your name, Lord. God, we want to give you thanks. thanks and praise because, God, you deserve the praise, Lord. At this moment, God, I want to lift for Sister Power, Lord, who is hosting the prayer line, Lord. We ask God to give Sister Power the strength, Lord. We ask God to cover Sister Power, Lord, with your blood, Lord. Cover Sister Power, God. Cover Sister Power's window post, Lord. Cover Sister Power's doorpost, God, in Jamaica, Lord. Watch over Jamaica, Lord. We ask God to come bless Sister Power, Lord. God, we want to lift our Sister Tamiko to you, Lord. God, we want to thank you, God, for what you have done for Sister Tamiko, Lord. God, Sister Tamiko's in Florida, Lord. We ask God to cover her window post, Lord. We ask God to cover her door post, Lord. God, you are able, God, to do all things, God. God, break every chain, God, for Sister Tamiko, Lord. God, we ask God to strengthen her, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we ask God to give her the strength, Lord. Give Sister Tamiko, Lord, deliverance, Lord. God, you are so good, Lord, for Sister Tamiko, Lord. God, we ask God to give her the victory, Lord. Give her the victory, Lord. God, we want to say hallelujah, Lord. God, we want to say hallelujah, Lord. God, we want to say hallelujah, Lord, because, God, you are so good for her, Lord. We ask God to strengthen her, Lord. We ask God to give her the strength, God. We ask God to allow her to praise you, Lord. Allow her to give you praise, Lord, and worship, Lord, because, God, you are awesome, God. You are mighty, God. God, we ask God, allow Sister Tamiko, Lord, to be a part of Sinai, too, Lord. Allow Sister Tamiko, Lord, to be a part of Sinai SDA Church, Lord, and Seventh-day Adventist, Lord. We ask God, allow her to go to that church, Lord, 46 West, Lord, 46 West, Lord, Seventh-day Adventist, Lord. We ask God to come bless Sister Keisha, Lord. We ask God, allow Sister Keisha, Lord, to go to that church, Lord, and Sinai SDA Church, Lord, Seventh-day Adventist, Lord. We ask God to allow her, God, to sing praises unto you, Lord. Allow her to give you thanks, God. God bless Sister Tamiko's mother-in-law, Lord. We ask God to watch over her mother, too, Lord. We ask God to watch over her mother-in-law, Lord. God, we want to thank you, God, for what you have done for her mother-in-law, Lord. God, we want to thank you, God, for what you have done for her mom, Lord. Bless her mom, too, God. Sister Dorothy, Lord. We ask God to watch over Sister Dorothy, Lord. God, we want to lift our Sister Linda to you, Lord. We ask God to strengthen them, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we ask God to give them the strength, Lord. Bless Sister Brenda, Lord. Bless Brother John, Lord. God, bless everyone, Lord. Watch over everyone, God. God, we want to lift up Brother Rick, God, who's going to preach your word, Lord. We ask God to watch over Brother Rick, Lord. Give him the strength, Lord. Give Brother Rick, God, the power, Lord. Give him deliverance, Lord. God, you are so good, God, for Brother Rick, Lord. God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we ask God to give Brother Rick, God, the victory, Lord. Strengthen Brother Rick, Lord. God, we ask God to give them the strength, God. Give them deliverance, Lord. You are able, God, to do all things, God. Bless Brother Rick, Lord. Watch over him, Lord. God, we want to lift our Sister Carla to you, Lord. God, we want to lift up every single one of us, God, on this prayer line, Lord. God, bless the prayer line, Lord. God, bless Sister Miola, Lord. Watch over Sister Miola to you, Lord. God, we want to lift our Sister Katie to you, Lord. We ask God to strengthen her, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. We ask God, Sister Katie, God, is praying for her son, Lord. God, Sister Katie is praying for her son, Lord. Dominic, Lord. We ask God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, give him the power, Lord. Give him deliverance, God. God, we ask God, allow him to open his mouth, Lord, and say, victory is mine. Victory is mine. Joy is mine. Peace is mine. Faithfulness is mine. Happiness. mightiness of mine, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. We ask you, God, to strengthen Sister Katie's son, Lord, Brother Dominic, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. We ask you, God, to give him the power, Lord, give him deliverance, Father. God, we ask you, God, to strengthen Brother Dominic, Lord, strengthen him, Father. God, deliver him, God, deliver him, God, at this moment, Lord. We ask you, God, to cover his window post, Lord. God, cover everyone, God. Bless everyone, God, in the prayer line, God. Watch over everyone,
Amen.
God. Watch over Sister
Amen.
Power, Lord. Watch over us, God.
Amen.
God, in the
Amen.
Mighty name of Jesus,
Amen.
We pray with thanksgiving.
Amen.
Amen and
Amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Brother Eli, for that prayer. You pray for almost every name on the prayer line. And we just want to thank you. And, you know, God is able. He can do all things. And he is very happy to know that we can come and present, intercede for our brothers and our sisters. So I will just lift up another little short prayer. Father, we come once more to you. You have listened to all these names that was presented to you, Lord, and the request is, dear Father, from Brother Eli, for all our brothers and sisters, Lord, as we lift them out to you. We here on Advent Light agree with every request. And Father, we know you are our God. You are our keeper. You are our sustainer, and you are our deliverer. So as we place these names to you, I agree with everyone. And Lord, we ask you to hear and answer according to your will. And as we are preparing, dear Lord, to go into your message, Lord, El Thursday, we ask you to cover your manservant, also his family, Lord, his daughter, dear Lord, we lift her up to you. Send your angel, dispatch, Lord, to every one of family members that they may listen to your words that you have to give us tonight so that your words will be a light to our heart and that we will be able to share with others. Bless each one, Lord. We lift up every prayer again to you, and we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for this gathering. Every one of us who gather here, everyone who shared their testimony and their praise, even the little baby, Kimar, Lord, for here, we place him in your care. Bless us tonight and help us to be faithful. We want to thank you, Lord, that we have a loving father, the Richardson, Elder Richardson, Sister Richardson, in Tennessee, Sister Payne, Sister Lane. We lift them up again to you in Jesus' name with thanksgiving. Amen. Yes, my dear beloved, we are thankful, grateful to be here on Elder Reform Thursday. And I have just a little quote to read here. The harmonious, healthy action of all the power of body and mind results in happiness. God wants us to be happy, my dear beloved. And the more elevated and refined the powers is, the more pure and annoyed the happiness. An aimless life is a living death. The mind should dwell upon themes relating to our eternal interest. This will be conducive to health of body and mind. So whatever we feed our body with, our mind, our heart, our soul should be healthy, my dear beloved. So now is the time that we are going to open the line for our dear speaker. And before I do know, Sister Tamika, love to see if she can do just a one verse of a song that before our speaker come on. And thank you all for joining, and thank you all for sharing. And I will open the line for Sister Tamika as she sing one verse of a song of her choice, that the next voice you will hear, our dear beloved speaker, Brother Elder Richard. Your line is open, my dear. 272-770. Your line is open. You are there? Can you check your phone if it's on mute?
All right. I don't hear her. So I will do a little one. 272-770, your line is open. Okay, all right. Maybe he stepped out. All right, my dear beloved. But I say if I find one
that I can see
before our dear beloved go on. Make I put on my glass. All right. Just when I need you. Because I say if I remember. Just when I need him, Jesus is near. Just when I falter, just when I feel ready to help me, ready to cheer. Just when I need him most, just when I need him most, just when I need him most, Jesus is near to comfort and cheer. Just when I need him most, just when I need him, Jesus is true. Never forsake him all the way through, giving for burden, pleasures and you. Just when I need him most, just when we need him most, just when we need him most, Jesus is near to comfort and cheer. Just when we need him most. Yes, my dear beloved. Just when we need him, he is near. So the next voice you will hear will be our dear brother who will lead us to the throne of grace, right? 518-744, your line is now open. Thank you for joining. God bless.
Thank you, Sister Powell, for opening my line. And this is Brother Rick, and it is a pleasure, it is a privilege to be here tonight. So I am just grateful to the Lord for bringing me through another day, but almost to the end of the week. Preparation day tomorrow is just a blessed thought that only another little while and we'll be celebrating the Sabbath. So greetings to all my brothers and sisters on the prayer line. And good to hear Sister Tomiko. I've been lifting up special prayers for her safety, and she and her family have been traveling to Florida, and it's good to hear her on the line tonight. And Brother Eli's prayer, that was just beautiful, and I know that God was smiling down as Brother Eli was lifting up all his brothers and sisters on the prayer line, and, we need to do more of that. That was just that was special. And I thank Brother Eli for that. And thank you, Sister Powell, for hosting tonight and for singing that. That was a beautiful song, Just When I Need Him Most. Right now we all need him more than we did yesterday. And tomorrow we will need him more than we do today. So let us bow our heads for a moment and let's offer up another prayer so that we can get started here. Lord, we just come before you again, Lord. Our heads are bowed, our eyes are closed, Lord. Our hearts are lifted up to you. Lord, we need wisdom from your throne. We need grace from your throne, Lord. And we are seeking that tonight, Lord. Father, I am not worthy to bring a message to these people. But Lord, it is not my message, it is your message, Lord. And I pray that you would speak. People would listen, they would hear you, not me, Lord, because I have no wisdom to offer, but you have the wisdom, Lord. You have all that we need. Father, hide me at the foot of your cross, Lord, behind your cross, Lord, so that when people look at me, they will see you, not at me. I just pray that each person would be attentive to that, and that we would listen, we would learn, we would put into practice what we hear and what we, in order that we would have a testimony to share with others, Lord, because that's what you have asked us to do, to share with others your good news. So Lord, we thank you. We praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, last week, actually 2 weeks ago when I spoke, we were talking about preparation. And the scriptures encourage us to be prepared at all times. And I was just thinking about preparation. And what does this have to do with our message tonight? Now, our message is entitled Healthcare in a Time of No Buy, No Sell. Now, when I began preparing for this, I thought that it was just going to be a just a one-time presentation, and it is, as I've sifted through the information, and it just keeps growing and growing, and tonight we will probably not get through all of it, but we will go a long ways. We want our brothers and sisters to be temperate. We don't want to go too long. So we'll be talking about rest, sleep, all these things, which when we get into that, you'll understand why we don't want to go too long. But just about 8 years ago, Brother Rudy and I were talking one day, and he told me that each one of us, every one of us, needs to be trained to be a health missionary, a medical missionary, I'm sorry. And I'm thinking, I was thinking to myself at that point, a medical missionary, that I am not. I don't know anything about healthcare. I am a carpenter. I am used to working, lifting heavy things, doing, you know, just doing things, but nothing to do with health. And as I have pondered that over the years, it has come to me that God is calling each one of us to be medical missionaries. And when we don't have the wisdom, the knowledge that we need, we turn to 1 John 5:14, and it says, "And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us, and if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him." So this is a beautiful promise. We have the confidence in our Lord and Savior, and if we ask anything according to his will, that he hears us and he gives us whatever it is that we desire of him when we are in a time of need. So that is what I'm doing tonight. I am asking him and putting my confidence in him. He has led me to this information. Like I said, I am not a healthcare professional. I have relied heavily on others to glean this information that I wanted to share tonight. And so when we're thinking about medical missionaries, I think the greatest thing that we can have if we go out and try to persuade or teach others what we know, we need to have a testimony. And we have a testimony, we'll want to listen. People will want to hear what we have to say. And if our testimony lines up with what we are teaching, what we are preaching, then they'll want to listen. They'll want to know more. So that is what we're going to be talking about a little bit tonight. And I'll get to my notes here. So I have entitled this Healthcare in a Time of No Buy and No Sell. So as we know, healthcare issues in our country around us are increasing these days, not decreasing. Now, people tell me that we have come a long way in medicine. There are so many things that the doctors can do. But even with all the advances made in modern medicine, people are dying of heart disease, stroke, cancer, I mean, just so many different things all the time. And it seems as though the medical community has not been able to solve the issues that are causing these things. So when we think about healthcare issues increasing, what are we going to do if we can't buy ourselves? That is a big question. And I've thought about that often and wondering, what would I do, what can I do if I have health issues? Often when we have health issues, we make a visit to the doctor. We get a diagnosis, and then we go and purchase whatever the doctor recommends. There may be a time, say we are in a car accident. We may get sent to the hospital in an ambulance. You know, if you have a very severe injury, say a compound fracture of your femur, herbs aren't going to cure that. So the question is, in a no-buy or no-sell environment, what do we do? And as I was thinking about this, I thought of this little saying. I believe this is Ben Franklin, as it used to say, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. So we will come to prevention here in a little bit, but we will talk about prevention as a means of reducing the likelihood of having to go to the doctor for health issues or to the hospital. Now, we want to take just a few minutes talking about root cause, and then later on we can talk about treatments. Now, root cause would be whatever is causing the health issues that are bothering us at the moment. Now, this comes from the United States Surgeon General. We have some beautiful counsel in the Spirit of Prophecy about health. The book Ministry of Healing, and there are other books that Ellen White has written. There are just amazing information in there about health issues and what we can do. But some people don't know who Ellen White is, and there are times when we would not want to say, well, Ellen White said this, because somebody has no idea who she is. But the Surgeon General, as most everybody in this country would know who that is, he has stated here that dietary excess and imbalance cause much disease and death. So eating too much and too much of the wrong thing, we would say, so dietary excess and imbalance cause much disease and death. So as we think about disease, we want to focus on prevention. Now, the Surgeon General also stated that diet has a huge influence on our health. He also stated that 5 of the top 10 killers are directly related to diet. We'll go over those. The top 10 killers, okay, of the top 10 killers, the 5 that are directly related to diet are heart disease, cancer, stroke, diabetes, and atherosclerosis, which is clogged arteries. So those 5, diet is directly related to those, and those are 5 of the top 10 killers of people in our country, in the United States. So it is clear that diet contributes in a substantial way to the development of these diseases. Now, many of us have known this for a long time. Some of us have not heeded that, and we have developed health conditions that we would call lifestyle diseases, from eating the wrong things, or maybe not getting enough rest, not getting enough exercise, gaining weight, all these things. And we just want to address some of those tonight. So the Surgeon General also stated that modification or changing of diet can contribute to the prevention and control of these diseases. So if we start to develop lifestyle diseases, say heart problems, diabetes, all these cancer, clogged arteries, stroke, all these things, if we have those, if we do modify our diet, if we change our diet, we can help to prevent further damage and to control what is going on in our body. God has given us much, much needed information on these things, and oftentimes we haven't listened. So even the Surgeon General of the United States and the health community in the United States knows that these things are important. We have had those answers for much longer than any doctor in this country has, because Ellen White started writing about those things as much as 150 years ago. So we would do well to read what she has to say and then listen to what other healthcare professionals have to say and use that information wisely. Now, there is a gentleman named Walt Cross. He lives in Tennessee, and he is a lifestyle advocate. He goes around the world actually lecturing on health. He has a big store in Tennessee where he sells things related to health, herbs, natural remedies, all these things. And he told a story about the trip that he had made to Africa. He went to the president of Rwanda, had called him and asked him to come and do some lectures there in Rwanda. Now, the president of Rwanda understands health. He stated to Walt Cross that he wants to spend his country's money on prevention and education rather than medications. He wants his people to be healthy and realizes that if his people are going to be healthy, that they need to be doing things differently than we here in the West or the United States do it. Actually, the West, meaning the United States, Canada, European countries, any country that is, we'd say, affluent, that is wealthy, that is very well developed. The president of Rwanda realizes that something is going on in the West that is causing people to be sick. And healthcare in our country here in the United States is, we would call, revenue driven. Sick people equal revenue or money. So when somebody gets sick, they go to the doctor, they pay the doctor sends them to the pharmacy, they buy medications or drugs, those people get paid. And so everything is about money. So oftentimes, I hate to say that people don't want to see others get better, but at times it seems to, you would think that the healthcare professionals would be counseling people in a better way to so that they would not be sick all the time and needing these medications or drugs. So in our country, we need a different mindset. And the president of Rwanda realizes that his people need a different mindset than we here in the United States. Not only do we need a different mindset, God is calling us to change our ways of thinking. Now, we're going to talk here for a minute about chronic diseases. Chronic disease is often referred to as a non-communicable disease, which is something that, you don't get a heart attack from someone else. You don't catch a heart attack, okay? So it's a non-communicable disease. Diabetes, you don't get that by being in contact with another person. All these things are non-communicable diseases, and they're called chronic diseases. Now, oftentimes, these diseases will begin to emerge when a person gets to middle age after many years of an unhealthy lifestyle involving, it could be tobacco use, lack of regular physical activity, consumption of diets rich in highly saturated sugars and salt, which these, what I was just talking about, This is probably a fast food restaurant, McDonald's, Burger King, Kentucky Fried Chicken, Taco Bell, all these places, very high in saturated fats, sugar, salt, all those things. And so these things are very harmful. This lifestyle results in higher levels of risk factors, such as hypertension, which is high blood pressure, dyslipidemia, which is a problem with the lipids in your body, diabetes, and obesity. Now, each one of these diseases on their own is not good, but if you get two or three or four of these, it's even worse because they act together and cause even worse health problems than what we have if we only had one of these. These risk factors are frequently undiagnosed or inadequately managed by health services designed to treat acute conditions. So when we go to our doctor and we have high blood pressure, does he counsel us to change our diet, to stop eating fast food, to maybe go to a plant-based diet to get away from the saturated fats, the cholesterol from animal products, or does he just give us a blood pressure medication and say, here, you just take this and you'll be okay? Those are things we want to think about. Oftentimes, these things are undiagnosed or inadequately managed, as you stated, by the healthcare system. And they are designed, the healthcare system in our country is designed to treat acute issues such as car accidents. Maybe if I fall off the roof and break a leg or an arm, I go to the hospital. They're very good to break your ribs. Our health system is very good in the United States. It's second to none at treating these problems, okay? Gunshot wounds, stab wounds, all these things. But when it comes to chronic things, lifestyle diseases, our health care system does not do a very good job at treating it. So. Harvard School of Health tells us that maintaining the following healthy habits can increase years lived free of type 2 diabetes, cardiovascular disease, and cancer. So we see here that Harvard is looking at healthy habits, or we would say prevention. Eating a healthy diet, exercising regularly, maintaining a healthy body weight, not drinking alcohol, not using tobacco, which most of us don't have. Those last two are probably not a problem with most of us, and maybe there is someone that do. And if it is, we would urge them to give that to God right away. But all these other things, healthy diet, exercise, maintaining a healthy body weight, those things are all very important in prevention of diseases. Lifestyle diseases are symptomatic of everything that is wrong with today's lifestyle. Now, this term lifestyle disease was once used interchangeably with longevity diseases, but this is, they don't call it longevity diseases any longer because these lifestyle diseases are happening to younger and younger people all the time. It used to be longevity diseases because people would be older before they got them, but these problems are showing up in very young people and even young children. So diseases that are linked with lifestyle choices, such as those caused primarily by the consumption of junk food and processed foods, lack of physical activity, work stress, and other factors have now begun to affect young adults and even children. Years ago, we used to hear the term adult onset diabetes, and then there was the term juvenile diabetes. But those terms have been changed to type 1 or type 2 diabetes because children are beginning to contract this disease before reaching their teen years. They're children as young as 10 years old getting diabetes from poor diets, okay? There are teenagers having heart attacks. Now, you know, that's hard to believe, but yes, it's true. Teenagers having heart attacks from poor health. Junk food, soda pop, going to bed late, not getting your adequate rest is affecting even children's health. If you talk to young people these days, oftentimes they will be very late, 1, 2 o'clock in the morning, and those things are affecting their health, even at a young age. Now, this is a little piece here, according to the World Health Organization. It states that the entire world is moving towards a public health disaster. There are approximately 16 million people annually who fall victim to lifestyle diseases prematurely. Now, I would think that that number is probably way too low. It says only 16 million out of, 7 billion people on this planet. I think that that number is way too low. But these people are contracting these lifestyle diseases way sooner than they should be. Okay? The need for public awareness isn't stressed nearly enough. But it is important because lifestyle diseases are also the easiest to prevent. Now, you just heard that. Lifestyle diseases are the ones that are the easiest to prevent. We need to simply modify our lifestyle to eliminate and reduce risk, and that can make a huge difference. So there is hope. These things are not, they are not a death sentence. Asia and Africa in past years were not experiencing the lifestyle diseases that have plagued the United States and other Western countries. As the countries have become more developed in Asia and Africa, they have introduced fast food into their diets. These diseases have begun to show up at an alarming rate among the population. So as the Western lifestyles and Western foods have come to these poorer countries, people get a taste for that food and they like the taste because all those things that are harmful for us somehow seem to taste better than the things that are good for us unless we train ourselves to stay away from them. So it is very alarming to many, in many countries that these lifestyle diseases. Japan is another example of that. They had very low heart attacks. I mean, they had very, very good health in Japan for many, many years. But when the Western lifestyle came to Japan, their health is very little better than ours at this point. So these things are beginning to show even in their populations. Okay. Factors responsible for lifestyle diseases. There are a number of different factors, and I want to go over some of them right now. But poor eating habits and food choices are one of those factors. Poor eating habits can include the eating too much of certain foods, not having enough, maybe too much, excessive intake of saturated fats and refined or processed foods. Those are factors responsible for lifestyle diseases. Now, before we go on, you may be thinking, we're going to be talking about what to do in a time that no buyer says no. What kind of plants to be stocking up on, or maybe What do we do to prepare for a time when we don't have any money and we can't buy or sell? Well, as we think about this, lifestyle changes that we are talking about right now are very important because when we don't have any money or we can't buy or sell, we won't have these health issues. So we're trying to look at this in a biblical way. God tells us to prepare. He tells us to remember. He tells us to obey his statutes. And all these things are playing into that. So we'll keep that in mind as we continue on. The National Institute of Health, as well as Harvard University, are pointing to these factors affecting our health. So they are pointing to the factors of eating, poor eating habits, eating too much of the bad foods, the processed, refined foods, and not eating enough of the good foods. Okay? So there's a study done by Med India, the medical group of India that was looking at the health of the Indian people in India, and this is what they had to say. Lack of physical activity was one of the top things that they were talking about. So the lack of physical activity is a huge contributing factor to the rise of lifestyle diseases and chronic conditions like high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and it can lead to problems with obesity, heart disease, diabetes, strokes, and so on. It can also increase levels of stress and anxiety and raise the risk of suffering from various other health conditions. So when we don't get, it can raise our blood pressure, it can raise our cholesterol level, we can gain weight, we can develop heart disease, diabetes, strokes. So all these things can happen from lack of physical activity. I have not been doing very well this winter with my physical activity, so just recently, actually, for the past week and a half, I've been getting up early and spending a little time doing some physical activity, and I was up at just after 4:30 this morning, studying my lesson, reading from the Great Controversy, and then doing my physical exercise bicycle that I try to ride on. And actually, after a week and a half, that was the first day that I started it. I went 15 minutes on the exercise bike, and I was winded after 15 minutes. This morning, after only a week and a half, I went 20 minutes, and I wasn't even hardly breathing hard after 20 minutes. So as we see, even a little physical activity will start to get our body back to where it needs to be. So we need to be very mindful of getting enough physical activity. as we're thinking about this time coming up when we will not be able to buy or sell, if we have good health habits now, we will be less prone to getting these diseases and having to another one that Med India had on the top of the list was obesity. So obesity has become one of the greatest problems of modern society, as it greatly increases the risk of numerous health conditions, from diabetes and high blood pressure to sleep apnea, osteoarthritis, lower back pain, and gallbladder disease. Obesity is also closely associated with cancer, coronary artery disease, and overall diminishes life expectancy. While body mass index, or your BMI, is normally used to calculate the amount of body fat and the extent of obesity, the risk is affected by one's distribution of fat. So a common thing that I have said when I was discussing the BMI with my healthcare professional before I had gone in to see the doctor to get a checkup, and they'll tell you, well, you know, your BMI is too high. You have too much fat for your body. It's not good for you. And I said, well, what should be my optimum weight then? And they'll come up with this number. And I was thinking, like, wow. They, you know, I weigh, I'll tell you what I weigh. I weigh like 196 pounds. Okay. Back in high school, I weighed about 140 pounds. And they're telling me that I should weigh no more than 145 pounds. So I'm thinking, I was talking to my doctor, this was a number of years ago, and I was thinking, you know, I told him, you know, if I were to lose that much weight, if I had lost 50 pounds, I would look like a stick. I'd probably blow away in a breeze. I haven't weighed that much since high school. So thinking about that, we oftentimes compare ourselves to others around us. It's not, you know, if you have thought this when you have talked to people about your weight, we're probably looking at the wrong example of normal. We're thinking, okay, I'm normally this weight, okay? So to me, that's normal, but as we look at it, we probably should be looking at a different normal. The normal, what we call normal now, is probably not what is best for us. When we're talking about weight, too, they were talking about the distribution of weight. When myself and other people have the problem of gaining the weight in your stomach, belly fat. It's something to be very concerned about, because when you gain weight around the abdomen, it states here, abdominal fat poses the highest risk. It is also referred to as central obesity. Central obesity greatly increases the risk of lifestyle diseases early in life, with conditions like raised insulin, high blood pressure, and high triglycerides and cholesterol levels. And these things are even affecting young adults, and some level, even children, you know, 8, 9, 10 years old. So when we're thinking about weight, even though what we weigh now may seem like normal to us, we have to think about what should I weigh. And there are charts out there that you can access. Your doctor can tell you that, or you can even get online. And you can put in your age, your height, and your bone structure, or ask if you're small bone or big bone, and then they will come up with a optimum weight for you. So that is something to consider as we think about lifestyle and think about our health. Now, another big one is stress and anxiety. We're not going to spend a lot of time on this one, but stress doesn't just affect us emotionally or mentally. It also has a clear physical effect, as it aggravates and increases the risk of conditions like obesity, cardiac disease, diabetes, asthma, Alzheimer's disease, rapid aging, and gastrointestinal problems. Stress and anxiety can also affect one's ability to relax and get proper sleep, contributing to a further deterioration in the health and host of other problems. So when we are thinking about stress and anxiety, what does God tell us to do with stress and anxiety? He tells us to trust in Him. That's the most, probably the most important thing that we can practice in dealing with stress and anxiety, is trusting God. Now, Matthew 11, 28 through 30 tells us, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your soul, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." God wants us to lay our burden at His feet. He said He would carry the heavy burden. He said His yoke is easy and His burden is light. And that's what He wants to give us. He wants us to put that stress and anxiety at His feet and to trust in Him. And if we would do that, we would be in much better health and much better mindset. Okay, the next thing that we want to talk about is poor sleep. Now, I remember being a young man, I could go to bed anytime. Well, I mean, at a normal time, and I could fall asleep, and I could stay asleep all night long and never wake up till early morning. That doesn't happen anymore for me. I usually wake up a couple times during the night, but there are a couple things I'm going to talk about here in just a moment that maybe will help you just a little bit. But poor sleep is one of the most neglected requirements for human health and well-being. Several studies have clearly indicated the importance of sleep in terms of both quantity and quality for general health, as it affects various metabolic, endocrine, and neurological functions of the body. Sleep deprivation, whether it is a lack of sufficient sleep or interrupted and poor quality sleep, significantly increases the risk of hypertension or high blood pressure, heart disease, elevated cholesterol and triglyceride levels, obesity, sleep apnea, and a number of other health conditions. Now, if you will notice, each time I have gone over these things, stress and anxiety, poor sleep, obesity, and lack of physical activity, every one of these affects the same parts of the body. Some of them affect a little more than others, but all these things affect the heart. They cause diabetes. They cause all these things. And so, if we're off in just one of them, it can cause problems. But if we're off in all of these areas, it can really increase your likelihood of getting these lifestyle diseases. So we have to be very careful that we address all of these different areas. Now, if you're sitting here listening, you're saying, wow, I've had maybe three of these areas are very bad for me. I haven't been addressing them. I've been slacking off. I haven't been getting my physical exercise or all these things. I just wanted to...
Brother
yes,
Rick, I don't want to cut you. These people that's telling me a few minutes to leave, I don't want to just cut us brap off, so I just want you to be aware,
Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah, I will. Yeah. How long do we have, sister?
Yes. Number three, next week. Because they just cut us off and brought on before we even pray.
Okay. All right. Well, let us. Can I go one more minute?
Yes, yeah, sure. And then you just.
Yes.
Yes.
We'll
thank
go,
you, brother.
We'll go one more. Yes, we'll go one more minute, and then we will finish up, and then we can finish. We'll go next week and finish up. So we're talking about poor sleep, and it causes lots of different health conditions. There are three important issues I wanted to get this in tonight, because maybe you can start practicing some of these if you don't know them. Number one important issue with sleep, we need to be getting 8 hours of sleep every night. Number two, are we going to bed by 9 o'clock? If we go to bed by 9 p.m., it has been found that every hour sleeping before midnight is equal to 2 hours after midnight. So we want to be going to bed by 9 o'clock, if you can get to bed earlier than that, that's good. I have a hard time getting to bed before that. But the brain goes through a process of cleaning before midnight. And if we are not asleep, the brain either does not go through this cleaning process, or it is